So I got a bit choked up when I watched Avengers Endgame. Folks who know me or have listened to enough of my sermons will not be overly surprised by this. No spoilers, don't worry. This is spoiler-free. Yeah, don't worry. You know that I'm a sucker for this type of movie, that I fall easy prey to blockbuster movie tropes, to happiness, to sadness, and all of them. They somehow pull the right chords and they just get me going. My go-to movie genre is mainstream science fiction with characters who are larger than life in situations that have no bearing in reality and are, for lack of a better word, ridiculous. Jackie and I watched Guardians of the Galaxy to prepare for it, and I've seen that a lot of times, and Groot gets to me every time. And if anyone says to me, I am a leaf on the wind, and this is for fanboys and girls out there, I am a leaf on the wind, that tears me up too. So that's a little inside reference for people. Part of why I like these movies about those larger-than-life characters in ridiculous situations is because of all the feels that they evoke in me. Watching Avengers Endgame, there was a part of me that just wanted to be a hero. Not in the wishing to be a god of thunder or having magic powers or being able to Hulk out, though Bruce Banner is who I find I inherently identify with, or even being a genetically modified raccoon. That's now not how I want to be a hero. These ridiculous stories with larger-than-life characters usually tell very simple stories of relatable people dealing with those great mythic truths of hope, of loss, of love, of tragedy, of joy, of sacrifice, of redemption, of good, of evil. It cuts away all the reality of life, ironically, by inflating it so far beyond anything that's reasonable. And what you're left with are those big mythic truths. And whenever one of those strikes me, whenever my mood and my concerns and my hopes and my fears line up with one of those truths, when I see a character embody one of them, it just gets to me. I want those to be a part of my life. I want to be a hero, to embody something deeper and more meaningful than the apparent mundaneness of ordinary life. So that's my spoiler-free reason why I got choked up a few times in Avengers Endgame. Because a sprawling, epic movie like that, for all its faults, and it has some, found a way for me to tap into some ideas that are larger than any of us. And I was thinking about that as I reflected on our scripture reading for today. And because that was on my mind, how much I appreciate having heroes, I actually really struggled with our scripture reading for today. And this isn't the type of scripture reading I normally would struggle with. This sort of would be the type of scripture reading that I'd be pretty good with. Paul and Barnabas are traveling through Asia Minor, and that's modern-day Turkey, a part of the Hellenized world. They're in the midst of Greek culture, and this story radiates that Greek culture. Paul and Barnabas heal a man who has never been able to walk, and the response from the community is awe. They wonder if these two new arrivals are gods, specifically Zeus and Hermes. And we can detect that perhaps Luke, the author of Acts, is having a bit of fun here, labeling Barnabas as Zeus for being the quiet one that everyone assumed was the leader, and Paul as Hermes, the messenger god, because he talked a lot. Paul and Barnabas react to this. They proclaim that they're just people like everyone else, and Paul gives a sermon using earth-centric imagery more familiar to Gentiles than a sermon grounded in Jewish theology. He's hoping to reach the local community. And even then, the crowds were barely restrained from offering sacrifices to them. And why I struggled with this is because in many ways, I feel for the people longing for gods in their midst. In fact, I would go so far as to say it's not just a longing, it's a fundamental need we have. We have a need for gods, small g gods, in our midst. We have a need for saints in our midst. We have a need for heroes in our midst. And I don't mean we need gods to worship. I'm using this metaphorically. We need them, great saints and great heroes and epic individuals, because they offer us deeper insight not only into who we are, but who we could be. People who call out the best in us because they've done great things, because in some way they are larger than life, or they represent something that we feel is true down to our deepest level. Things like justice or compassion or courage or whatever. They call forth in us the divine within. They call forth the epic, the great, all those parts of ourselves that we long to bring forth, but we can never seem to find the avenue for it. They happen to breathe life into that part of ourselves. If only for a moment in meeting or hearing their story, we can look at real people, people who have lived and breathed and triumphed and failed and struggled and lost. But they do so. They live life bringing forth and embodying those great mythical truths. This is why when I do a new membership class, I ask people to find a saint, canonized or not, official or not. And talk about who they were, because we need that. We need to know there are people in the world doing those great things, doing these great works, sometimes in the face of overwhelming odds, in the face of overwhelming suffering, in the face of overwhelming struggle, because then we can do them too. We can be inspired to live as they do, even if it is to a lesser degree. We can look at those who proclaim for justice with eloquence and passion and begin to speak in our own lives. We can look at those who don't just call for justice, but live it and begin to ask, how can I do that in my community? We look at those who in some way have tapped into the part of themselves made in God's image and brought forth a manifestation of love into the world, and we can long for it. That God part speaks to the God part and draws it forth. Saints and heroes at their best invite us to aspire to something more than just ourselves. They call forth what is beyond human in all of us. I'm not saying we should go back to worshiping Zeus and Hermes, but I am saying we need to understand that something is lost when we remove heroes and saints, figures larger than life, from our world, when we try to bring them down to our level. Now, this doesn't mean that we should never recognize the truth about people who are held aloft but are brought down to earth by scandal or sin or whatever. We need only look at the sex abuse crisis scandals among clergy is a particularly good example of the dangers of what happens when this is allowed to go on. We can look at the broader Me Too movement and see similar stories, individuals who perhaps were held up in a way that was almost beyond human, only to be brought low by violence against women. We cannot and should not forget these. And perhaps that's why Paul and Barnabas are acknowledging, perhaps that's what they're acknowledging, the risk inherent in this sort of idolatry, in the way it can be and is abused. Being a god is for God alone, who alone knows how to wield it. So I'm not saying ignore all bad stuff in the names of greatness. But there are cases I do struggle with. I think of Mother Teresa as a good example of this. There are those who knew her who will use her work against her, who point out hypocrisies in her work, who point out that her goal was not to end poverty but to grow the church, who point out that in many ways she advocated suffering. And I don't know what to make of that. I don't know if all that's true. It could very well be. And if it is, how do we hold that against those lives that she impacted? Furthermore, how do we hold that against those people she inspired, whether it was her actual work or not? I don't know. But I'm confident there are many people out there who saw her and then did go out and start working with the poor and for the poor because of her, if only because of the idea of her. It's important to have the idea of Mother Teresa as a saint. Something is lost if we lose that. And often we do this. We try to bring people down to earth. We don't want people to be held too high aloft. I don't know if this is a sort of postmodernism, reacting against all authority or what it is. But it seems to be something that we do an awful lot of. This speaks to a tension in our very humanness. We long for, even need, saints, but we also long for them to be brought down. I'm not sure what else to say about this. I just wanted to emphasize that inherent tension that we live in, a tension between the human and the divine, wanting both and neither at the same time. Perhaps this is why Christ attracts so many of us. The relatable aspect of God that calls forth the best in us, that calls forth the incarnate presence of the living God, not just from around us, but from within all of us. So I close this with a blessing, and I ask that may the lives of all around you, in those ways they bring to bear the divine presence, may they call forth that same presence in all of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.